It's hard to think of a medical concept, let alone any concept, from the last quarter century that has achieved more traction within our culture than cholesterol. Every patient I can think of, whether rich or poor, old or young, educated or not, knows that cholesterol is bad for you and that you should strive to keep your cholesterol under control, whatever that means. Well, doctors are hammers and we like to hit nails. Surgeons like to do operations. It turns out that the more that they do, the better they get. Primary care docs, such as internists like me, run lab tests. When we see a value that falls outside of norms, we like to do something about it. Unfortunately, this has come to mean almost always writing a prescription. The whole cholesterol hypothesis works very well with this paradigm now that we have relatively safe and effective drugs with which to treat high cholesterol. I'm putting treat in air quotes since high cholesterol, except in rare cases where the cholesterol is sky high in genetic conditions, is not a disease, but a modifiable risk factor for vascular issues like heart attacks and strokes. There is overwhelming evidence from the medical literature that people who control their cholesterol with statin drugs like Zocor or Lipitor have fewer vascular events, heart attacks, strokes, etc. This is because the drugs lower the liver's manufacture of cholesterol in the body and alter the ratio of good cholesterol to bad. A lower level of circulating cholesterol helps reduce and stabilize the cholesterol-laden plaques that build up in our arteries, mostly due to our higher-fat, highly processed American diets. I still remember learning about this from a superb lecture I attended more than a decade ago by a Harvard cardiologist. His research demonstrates that statins not only reduce cholesterol in the blood and in arterial plaques, but even reduce the amount of overall inflammation in the blood vessel wall. Some researchers have joked that we should put statins in the water supply since their benefits seem so clear and ubiquitous. Yet, as with all things that become a form of orthodoxy, there are contrarians. Start with those who've had side effects from the drugs, such as liver injury, muscle inflammation, and less specific aches and pains. Some question the long-term effects of being on the medication. Others question the incessant marketing of the drugs and the seemingly ever-expanding indications for prescribing them. Should we be prescribing statins for people without risk factors, even when the cholesterol is not high? It worries me that cholesterol has become the marker of virtue at the doctor's office. It's all due to oversimplification of the physiology and the major societal buy-in to these drugs. For the more competitive patients, the lower the total cholesterol number, the higher the achievement. Never mind that what determines the number is largely genetics mixed with diet and exercise. How big a role does diet play? I admit, having prescribed statins for so long, I was skeptical that lifestyle alone could make a dramatic impact. I ate a vegan diet for a month and dropped my own cholesterol more than 90 points. I was quite surprised. Of course, not everyone can make the lifestyle changes necessary to improve their health profiles. Behavioral change, like all change, is difficult to both initiate and sustain. The statins give us an alternative to making this change. It's just that we're sliding quickly down the slippery slope to pushing them on everyone. When you're a hammer, you like to see nails, even if you have to go out and actively locate more of them.